Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
other. Love your brother. Love your brother. Love your mother. Love your brother.
Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. For when we call on him for mercy, he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, and all he asks of us is we give each other love. Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. Let us know he's your friend. Yeah, oh, Jesus is my friend. And I love his wonderful friend. He makes the wind to blow. He makes it rain. He makes the snow flip. Oh, yeah. I know that God, I don't deny him.
Oh, don't you deny. We are right here at the Central Fair City of Bessemer, Alabama. And we're on the way out of right there in ATL and other cities. We're rocking here with our chairman out of South Carolina. We're rocking with us some Israel and some other great freedom fighters, members of the party, et cetera, Brother Black Lightning is out there, and all of those that have been known Black Panther freedom fighters. We got Israel, Black Lightning, Brother Ty, Sheikh Kelly, Man Markbar. Well, we're scheduled to talk about reparations tonight. It was a subject that was queued up and chewed up by the National Minister of Justice. But as you know, there are so many distractions that they're led away from more serious things from time to time. So we will entertain the subject and give you one clue that those of you in our vast listening audience that know Black Lightning, that know Brother Tyrone, they will have to call their phone number for any future connection to the Black Power Radio Show for this particular episode. My telephone number is 202-550-8521 to reach Black Lightning. Give us your number, sir, to call Black Lightning on this particular network. Go ahead. Are you live, Brother Black Lightning?
No, that's not going to be available tonight, sir.
Okay, well,
I can bring some people in.
Oh, we have Brother Brother, please don't talk right now. We got Brother Israel. Are you live with us, Brother Israel? You want to give that phone number tonight? We're on the road doing a show live. I mean, we can't get any more on the road than we are right at this moment. So let's see what we got to do there to connect up. And Brother Ty, you want to see your phone number? Okay. For those willing to connect tonight at 550 Black Power, you there, Chief of Staff? If you want to give out a number that they can connect to your switchboard tonight, to use your number to do it. Are you giving
yes,
out your number? Okay, go ahead. Tell them what you call, brother.
To reach out to Black Power Radio this evening on my line, it is 434-709-1057. Again, 434-709-1057. One more time, 434-709-1057. Black Power.
Black Tower. Brother Ty will be able to give you his hookup. Brother Ty, you with us there, the South Carolina connection to the famous, the world famous Black Panthers. Go ahead, brother. You can speak in my mic for Bandy like you
were. Greetings, my fellow comrades and Black brothers and sisters. We are unapologetically Black, and we will go back. we are in the potentially fair city of Bessemer, Alabama. And we laying that pipe to him. But, you know, it's been a beautiful weekend. Stepped away from reality for a minute, but back into reality, we know what it is. We suffering minute by minute, day by day. Our oppressors are switching gears and speeding up on us. We still stuck in second gear. It's time to step it up, Black family. For the time of the Armageddon is almost here. Don't be left butt naked when it's time to strap your boots, put your gear on, and hunker down for the fight that's going to determine the future of this earth, which covers how many square miles?
196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, in my mind.
That is correct, sir. I tell you, it's just, you know, heart-wrenching to find out some of the things we found out. But, you know, there's good news, too. There was a release of a miss. What's her name?
Which one?
In Russia.
The basketball player, the lady they traded for the... Griner lady. The guy that they traded her for, he's a big old terrorist. He's a big old mastermind when it comes to mass destruction. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, so this guy that's doing this shit, he's got weapons of mass destruction. He's got plans to do mass destruction. He's a weapons dealer. That wasn't a fair trade. This lady had some cannabis oil. And I put that on my lips for chapstick. I mean, this is just ludicrous. We let him go for her. They should have let 10 Americans go for that one guy. But we ain't going to cry over spilled cannabis oil or spilled bullets.
Yeah.
We're just going to move. Hey, can you guys please mute your phone when you're not speaking? Where was I? Okay, we're in a potentially fair city of Bessemer, Alabama. We know the history of Alabama. And Alabama is old rough. I'd say you only been through here a handful of times, but I know why they say this is a rough one. It's right here next to Mississippi, Louisiana. It's not that far from Texas. Florida, it's in the heart of the South. Beautiful place, land. The weather is great. It's muted. My phone is muted. It's like this right here. We got to step it up. We got to change gears. We got to step it up and keep this ball rolling and get it rolling even faster. Picking up momentum is my thing for 2023. Who is going to help me with that? Is anybody online that can help me with that? That picking up momentum for 2023. Share your ideas with me. What can we do together, Black family, to make this whole entourage of ideas and platforms capitalize into a superhighway of experiences and ideas that's even better and just, you know, improve this Black family and Black family experience? What can we do? Anybody got some ideas?
Get that magazine going. Magazine and t-shirts. Mm-hmm.
Freedom or death. Again, Black unity, Black truth, Black honor. All power to the people. Black power, Black sovereignty, and yes, most definitely Black nationalism and Black supremacy. It is that time. Brothers and sisters on Black Power Radio, most definitely. Look, this year, 2023 coming, we got to bunker down. We have to tighten up, pulling ourselves in this moment during this time, in today's climate, is a understatement. At this time, more or less, it's by any means necessary. This devil is not playing with us. This oppressor is not playing. He means to oppress us by any means possible on every avenue possible, from the banking room to the classroom, from the classroom to the courtroom, from the courtroom to our homes, to our jobs. Everywhere that this oppressive endeavor is, he looks to oppress not only our people, but all people.
Yeah, he's exactly what you want.
At this moment of time, we need to step it up. We need to get it together and finally put aside the pettiness, the differences, do away with the lack of communication, dealing with getting away from the lack of understanding or the misunderstanding. We need to separate ourselves from combat liberalism, from bullshit, from people who want to come into this movement to destroy this movement, people who want to come into this movement to sabotage the movement, to come into this movement to do everything but unify our people, to bring about black power, to bring about the empowerment of black power and black nationalism. This isn't no blackhookup.com or black Tinder. This is not the place to scam our brothers and sisters and black families. This isn't a place to come and not deliver on your promises, especially where economics and business is to be discussed and looked at. Those are some of the main things that we need to separate from as far as us dealing with each other. We need to start building each other up, start lifting each other up. Let's get away from the mindset of the oppressor. Now, I realize, and we all realize, because we have all had to deal with it at some point or another, we all realize that not all skin folk are kin folk, that some of us have traded our black skin for white acceptance, for scraps from the master's table. Well, those are the ones we need to separate from, brothers and sisters. Those, again, who would come into this movement to subjugate this movement, those who will come into this movement to sabotage this movement, to give our organizations disorder, to be causing a disturbance on our posts, are the individuals that we need to stay away from. And, of course, staying away from the oppressor, but not being afraid to step to the oppressor by any means necessary when he doesn't come correct. 2023, forgive my language, but 2023 is the year of fuck around and find out. And that goes for the oppressor or anybody who will come into this movement to cause harm and destabilize the movement. Again, 2023, oh my, is the year of the Panther and is the year of fuck around and find out. You fuck around, you will find out. I guarantee that as the National Chief of Staff. And with that, I yield. Black power.
Black power.
Black power for the National Chief of Staff. We are definitely extremely honored to have all of you on board with us tonight. Black Panther, Black Power radio episode from the byways and from the highways of America, with the three K's.
And they are unrelenting in their quest to stop the black man from a natural pattern of progress. He has moved the block at this hour as he's playing a very sophisticated game of monopoly, and he intends to fully and completely monopolize the black man economically. And he's playing an extremely complex game of jeopardy as he moves the block, the black man, woman, and the black child from natural progress. He will make a system of education that will say you will be placed in a special education class, meaning you have special ed, even shorten it up to get him some dialect. He called it special ed. And you don't score high enough on a scholastic test, he'll call you special ed. If you just change the dynamics slightly and put on some urban dynamics on the test, then the white man will fail the test. But by you not having the natural social orientation about yourself and the knowledge of self and a practical application of the knowledge of self, then you you will tend to get stuck by the strutting about of the opposition, namely the white man, will have you stuck, what they say, on stupid when it comes to getting freedom, justice, equality, those noble attributes that will make a decent human. You don't know much about those attributes, a natural social political education. And we were this weekend attending a graduation at a historically black college, or what you call the university, the Texas Southern University, where my son attended. But he was not normal, they said, because he excelled on everything they put in front of him. He, in other words, he smoked the communication and TV test that he was put under certain tests at certain time periods, certain intervals. But this weekend, all praise to Torah. He got magna cum laude at the Southern University. That's solid, because he's very close to us, very familiar with us here when we were there a couple of days ago in Houston, Texas, one day ago in Houston, Texas. We had Sheila Jackson Lee, another congresswoman, to testify on the legitimacy and the longevity of continuously producing genius and honor grads coming out of Texas Southern University. And the good mayor, Sylvester Turner, the guest speaker, the very special and honored speaker, delivering the commencement type of an address to Southern University and giving commitments to the city, a $1 million grant here, another $1 million pass over there for the continued growth. But there must be much more. These are black college and university giving reparations, live repairing the damage. But there's commitment from Georgetown University, commitment from Harvard University, commitment from Yale University, commitment from MIT, is it MIT or M? Yeah, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and all of these places have bear witness to their contribution, their hand in the enslavement of the African black people here that's been trapped here on the soils of North America, trapped in the hails and trapped by the smells of North America. And much of it is our bloodshed that we can smell in the atmosphere here in America. So we're not in any ordinary circumstances. We're in a totally exaggerated, very peculiar and exaggerated set of circumstances here in America, as we use the three
K's appropriately, learning those three K's of America, who would kidnap and kill us from kindergarten to the grave. Oh, my, we should use this opportunity as a teaching moment to use the wake-up juice that is already in the midst of the so-called African-American at this hour, in the midst of those that were challenged in America with the special ed. Is that right? The only one talking about education is the black man, the black woman, and far too many of our black children. All other people know how to live already in the environment. So there have been a miseducation because we have not learned how to live. Even after 400 years of disenslavement has not taught us how to live in this environment. Others have stolen our patents and all of our great monumental inventions, not no ordinary invention, such as the traffic light, such as the steam engine, and such as all of those things, from the iron to the ironing board, from all of those things that showed us how to process cotton, the cotton gin, and all of those great inventions that we came into following a period of enslavement, and now we are breaking free from the opposition. And he's bringing more obstacles, bigger and greater than ever before, in the form of COVID 1 through 18, in the form of COVID 18 through 22. But then the black man crushed to the earth and put in the body bag, he still rises. From the Black Panther to Black Lives Matter to White Lives Matter. It doesn't matter the chatter, don't goddamn it matter. Whether it's Kanye West or their very best. We know when we listen to Dave Chappelle, there's been done an injustice to us. When we listen to the sentiments of Brother Uri Irving, is that right? There's been a pattern of injustice. When we listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, there are patterns of injustice that have been done to us. And we are here to get justice at this hour as we are on the road, passing the mic to our beloved brother, Dash National Minister of Defense. My. Brother Black Lightning will take the mic and carry on to another level. But we are here working hard against the injustice. And my son, again, he rises above the competition, above the white man, the yellow man, in similar competition. He has been known to excel at Beverly Hills High School, known to excel in music, to become the number one outstanding musician in the year, of the year, known to lead his band on to Carnegie Hall, and known to go there and excel in his performance as a jazz trumpet man and move on up the ladder. And they brought him on to London, England, looking to be in an embarrassment. But nevertheless, he went on to perform in London, England, and in all those great symphony halls across America, including Los Angeles and all those places such as Carnegie Hall. So we know that he is a super giant in what he does. When he seeks a matter, he seeks to perfect the art and move it to the next level, as we bring to the mic our brother. Again, before saying that I want you to know that his name is Philip Bilal. As a scholar, he is an Islamic scholar, as Philip Bilal. As again, Brother Lazarus, as a biblical scholar, and as a guy who writes in animation under the direction of Kobe Bryant, who we feel they had just killed Kobe Bryant in the midst of a helicopter crash, killing some of our best, taking out $1 billion in pharmaceutical. Again, taking out Kobe Bryant takes out, again, $500 million, in those things that they call what animation calls suspended in animation. Well, my son has been clever enough to write an animation, as I bring to the mic our beloved brother Dynamite Lightning, calling Black Lightning right here at Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power and power to we the people. My. Do we have Brother Black Lightning maybe talking while he's on mute? So we have to update him with his mic to get off mute. And I don't know if the other brothers and sisters are still there. You there, Brother National Chief of Staff?
can get it. I don't know, did we drop somebody or dropped anybody? We still should be on the air. All of those mics should be still live. We don't know. We asked them to call back on my number. If they missed, we want you to call Black or call back on our number, on our local number. Do we have it? Okay. Are you right there with us?
No, man.
Who's speaking? You Blair Black Lightning? Who's that about to speak? Oh, no. Let's see. We made to pick up our South Carolina chairperson is still here. Let's see if we can get him on board to say a few more words. And that we're leaning towards the direction. Why are we deserving of reparations? And why would they deny such a debt that has been built up from our inventions and built up from our contributions, building the Capitol, building the white supremacy, building all the stuff for the Mormons and all of those that have come through America, from the Jews to the Mormons? We have built, we have shown that we had a value, a market value of building, a market value in inventions and science and every field of human endeavor and every avenue of human interest, able to make our contribution. So I will bring, I don't know if my brother's ready, Brother Ty is right here with us. Power to the people.
Hey, we know, we all know the truth why they are holding us back from getting our reparations, why they're trying to continue to brainwash us, why they're killing us every chance they get. They know that we are the dominant ones. Hey, hold on a second, got some controversy right here with the mic going on. Hey, so the original ones, the righteous ones, they feel like that's not an even playing field. So they got to chop us down immediately. They got to chop us down always and try to give us a criminal record so we can't get a job, we can't buy a home. The list goes on. We know what the list got on. But that's one of the reasons why. My. So what are we going to do? We going to sit around with our hands in our pockets? We know why they're attacking us. Again, it's the dominance of us. It makes them want to try to take a shortcut, you know, a shortcut, so to speak, and get ahead. So we'll kill a few of them. We'll run their family structures. We'll slow them down any way we can. It's just sad today. I don't feel like we're all doing enough. It's like we're normalizing the pitifulness that is going on right now. And we're basically saying, yeah, we'll accept this lifestyle, and we'll accept even less of a lifestyle if y'all give it to us, because we ain't going to do shit but sit around with our hands in our pockets.
I hope not.
Sad I am. I'm very, very sad right now. So, I let my boy Dynamite take over the Dynamite. Tell me something. Why are they shooting us every chance they get? Why is it like instinct for them to know, even if they don't know that man in California that killed the next black man, the man in Florida, he doing the same thing. Why do they know to team up on us and cut us down like that without knowing one another? They got this shit planned out real smooth, and we just don't know about it. Different ones that don't even know each other, they're doing the same thing. And they're capitalizing on our downfalls, our good ideas. But I don't know what it is. It's something I ain't quite put my finger on.
Yeah, we can highlight that. We can highlight that. What's the steps to reparations? How do we count the ways? Well, we can get into that and find out. Well, Brother Tom, power to the people. Greetings, y'all.
Power to the people. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I'm just listening today to chime in on a bit of reparations. It's very personal, and reparations is specifically a repairing of the damage that was done specifically to a particular group of people. And it's not just about money. Reparations is definitely more than just finances. It is an apology. It is recognizing. It is setting up monuments, educational systems, land acquisition. And funds is the top of that list, but not the only one. So what, when we say reparations, we request for our local governors to acknowledge what damage that chattel slavery has done for persons of African descent born on American soil. So my specific personal journey with reparations as a descendant of chattel slavery, my ancestors was brought here in 1636 on the good ship Desire. And that's the Middle Passage ship. Tracing back to Boston Bay colony, of where only 11 were given, were transported on the first trip by a gentleman named William Pierce. And it's very important, Black family, to know who William Pierce was, since he was one of the pro-leading captains of chattel ship slaves. So he made several trips to England and was one of the premier, aside from the Portuguese, to bring back not only slaves, but tobacco, goods, sugar, particularly from an island called Hispaniola at the time, which wasn't Haiti. So a lot of slaves didn't come by way of Africa straight. They came by way of the Caribbean as a second stop. And so that's where reparations from this country needs to move forward, specifically for Desire Clan. And there are many of us that are descendants of slaves, and I ask that we do look into your family history, because reparations is not really up for discussion. It is a necessary act that in order for America to even heal or move forward, that they have to right the wrongs that they inflicted. It is biblical. It is a spiritual issue. And once America recognizes through the several acts that will be presented to it on how to repair the damage, they will, they must do forth, or else it's really going to be Armageddon. I believe a brother was mentioning earlier, Brittany Griner. Very important, significant point with Brittany Griner on what really was the point of her release, and for the Merchant of Death to be in exchange. It's not by accident that probably one of the most deadliest, prolific murderers that America has detained, for good reason. He was sworn enemy. His first sworn enemy was to that of the United States. And so for that reason, Russia was not a fool in stating, we want him, what's his name? I have to get Victor Bout. Yes, so Victor Bout, Merchant of Death. It wasn't by accident that they required for Victor to be released. And so as we look towards what's really going to happen, believe me when I tell you, Russia is planning their major invasion. So they need their top gun to do that. What a perfect opportunity to exchange, to see how liberal America is that they released someone called Brittany Griner. But overall, Brittany Griner's release is not for us to celebrate. It's for us to prepare ourselves to create bunkers, to create alternative for when the time does come for us to go into physical war, that we would have enough food and water and ammunition, if need be, at bay. So these are the things we must really take part in and be proactive when it comes to giving reparations. It's not for everyone to chime in about if you're certainly not a descendant of slaves. And one of the things that, especially our African brothers and sisters, if they want to support reparations, the best thing is for them to understand the history that this land has given to us, their brothers and sisters. Most of them that were involved in involving our capture really don't have the floor with all to speak on reparations and how they feel that is not deserving. It's not up for discussion. It is a necessary act in order to move forward. One thing people must understand, some people did not have a choice in coming here. Chattel slaves did not migrate here by choice. They didn't come here to seek better life. We had our culture. We had our language. And we had our purpose. And yet all of that was stripped for capitalism. And for that capitalism, which is ours, which is our due process, we claim it back. And that really what is reparations by short. Power to the people.
Black power. All right. Good time. Everybody needs to dig out their family tree and trace it all the way back to slavery times like we've done in my family so we can all get a piece of the pie, at least started in one state and a cascade to the others. And then when these fair weather presidents come in and try to take claim to it like he did it. Black power, we see everybody in line. I'm just getting back. Black power. Hogbar, you online?
Black power, comrades. And we are just happy that Dr. Truth Bay, who has raised this issue of reparations, was able to come in and shed light on the concept of reparations. So why are we justified in demanding reparations? And why does the opposition stand to block, they move to block reparations? So that comes the pertinent issue of the hour, Brother Black Lightning, is why would they block it, and why are we demanding it? That is the pertinent cross-examination question of this hour concerning reparations for our enslavement. Yes, sir, as this post rests, Mama.
Yes, sir, that's right. They always been trying to block it. When we talk about Andrew Johnson, he was the one that blocked it. Since General Sherman, let's go back to General Sherman on the battlefield when he told the black leaders that he was going to give them and their family 40 acres and 2 mules. So. Andrew Johnson came in right behind the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and just overran everything that that they had put in place. He's the one that started us black into Jim Crow. Yeah, and like I said, we ain't never seen no crow named Jim, that's for sure. But he's the one that started all that. And that's why we have to be strategic in our movements so that they don't find a reason to put us black in the Jim Crow, because that's all they want. They don't want us to give they don't want to give us our reparation. They want to give us black the Jim Crow. It's like they're like they were sure not to incriminate any. It seemed like until George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery being sacrificial lambs for the movement in a way, it's like they weren't getting no parts of justice. You know, it's like the police could just kill you in the middle of the street and put a gun beside you, and everybody else would just turn away and cower away. You know. Or just kill you, you know, and basically in your home, and say, oh, we had a warrant, you know, and knocked on the wrong door, but since the guy saw us coming through his door, he came out with his rifle, so we had to kill him. And then it seemed like every time they do it, they say we claim we committed suicide, when they know we're not suicidal. So take some of the strongest ones. So, yeah, they fight us tooth and nail. That's why we got to fight them back tooth and nail with the reparations committee going on in Oakland on the 18th. Was it 16th, sorry. 16th, yeah.
Yeah, December 14th and 15th.
Okay, this is 14th and 15th. Okay, yeah. So we got to all stand behind it. And do it and reproduce it in every state. Every state, we can use that as a blueprint, you know. And well, anyway, I don't want to say too much on it, except for we looking for our piece of the pie. And we got comrades on the road. We got leaders on the road right now. So if y'all could generously give to the $77 Bakers. It's Cash App, $77 Bakers, and it's B-A-K-E-R-S, to help get our comrades home safely and a hot meal and the gas tank full, so they can get home to their loved ones and family safely. Oh, and don't want to leave out, we have been, we do have a online decree for South Carolina to be our reparation state as well. So I'll leave it on you all, and we'll leave it on the people to black the call, you know, for the 77 Bakers, so that we can get there and lead the charge, you know. We got to get to every location and lead that charge. Black that call. All right, black power.
We got to black it up, black it up, as we are actually in need of funding to make the move as the NASA chairman that I would have to make. And I've gone to the graduation where we're in need of gas funding to get from the lower south back to the north. And we are honest people here, and we've never ripped anybody off in our history. We are not a people who are looking for rip-offs, but doing the moves that are necessary. We, the people, feel that every black man, woman, and child should be able to carry on a strong discussion, especially the black activists in the community, should be able to carry on strong discussions on reparations, because we can all see the history on how the white man has treated us and how he has had his white woman in the path to always tone down what's happened to the black man and tone down the punishment of what they have put on us for just being melanated people. Didn't deserve to be beat down in front of the family dismantled in front of his family and shamed and disgraced in front of his woman. The black man has never done anything to be deserved to be treated that way. taken our name, our language, our culture, our nationhood, our brotherhood, our fatherhood, our sisterhood, and to take it even the hood from the head, put on the hood for Trayvon Martin, and know that they said this is a black man, this is a boy, and they tried to pump it up and say he was a man. Because he had a few football skills, they felt that George Zimmerman had the right to kill Trayvon Martin because he was a young black man with athletic skills. They felt totally threatened by a young black boy eating Skittles, and drinking Arizona juice. That nearly every white man chimed in and said that George Zimmerman was justified in killing Trayvon Martin, a young boy that should never have had, according to them, keys to a gated white community. It's just some things that have been done to the psyche in America to make people think that we don't deserve the human right to coexist in any environment that say, well, this is an upscale neighborhood. It's an upscale, gated, keyed in and keyed out community, and blacks shouldn't be living like that. So they said, well, vilify even the black boy walking around in the neighborhood just talking to his girl on the phone. They made that as though he was committing a criminal act, and they vilified him to the point that all whites feel that Trayvon Martin should have been executed for walking the neighborhood, talking to his girl, eating kibbles and bits, eating Skittles and dicks, Skittles and tea and Arizona weed. It is a terrible thing that they try to pass over, but we should make it so uncomfortable for them and let them know, you won't be able to get that cheap stuff over on us. Not today. Oh, not today. With the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar on the set, you will never be able to pull that fast one on us. We will cripple you, Cracker, when you come up to say something like that to us. We are a full-grown black man and a full-grown black woman. And our children are full-grown, and they don't mind checking you in the midst of the iniquity and the tricks that you put on before the world, the lies and the hypocrisy. Oh, we will shame and disgrace you at any forum today with decent people. And I know I must land on that, but that's something you must consider, something you must evaluate, something you must redirect about yourself. You must bring together those tools necessary for a full and complete decent human life on the soils of America. We will not stop going in until death do us part. We will not stop from bringing our reparations and bringing justice and bringing back what you owe us. You stole us. You sold us. Now you owe us for our adventures, for our country, for our discovery, for saving devices. That's mainly what it's about. That you stole our labor-saving devices and claimed the patent and said it's your labor-saving device because it was on the Jones plantation or the Smith plantation or the Brown plantation or the Underwood plantation or the goddamn Goins or the Cummings plantation or some other plantation. You have nothing that you can do to cover up the truth of this hour. And I just must say, my. Oh, we must have so much work to be done to restore this black man. So we're starting with a small token of a few trillion dollars, what is owed to us. Not that we're asking any exaggerated figure, but it's owed to us for our contributions to the building in America. The scientist at Harvard University, the great scientist of Yale, the great scientist of Georgetown, famous Georgetown and American University, bear witness to their contribution and their hand in the slave trade, and they know they owe us. They stole us, and they've sold us all over the world, and now they owe us right here in America, as I land my plane and say, my. Oh, my beloved sister, you sure look good tonight. My. Come on back to the airways, my.
Well, one thing we wanted to mention is the imbalance when it comes to the criminal justice system. Reparations is a big part of that as well. But we can't undo the way that the oppressor views us. They have been born and raised to believe that black men and women are less than, that we are literally considered property. So we cannot in any circumstance expect for the oppressor to view us as equal parties. We know we're kings and queens. That's something that we must continue to do, holding our head up high as we create everything, invent everything. And that's part of reparations too, is every invention that a black man has created, from the light bulb to peanut butter to the internet to the cell phone, all of those inventions need to get a percentage of these uses that everybody and Imama is using needs to give back to a fund, specifically Freedmen's Bureau. Freedmen's Bureau is one of the official government entities that was created in the 1860s, specifically for a governance for free slaves. That's what it was created for. But just like everything else, it's been infiltrated, it's been mismanaged. A lot of the funding went to slave owners instead of the actual slaves, freedmen themselves. So we can't really trust what is there. That's why we must take it by a logistical sense, and that's the season that we're in. Just to take a look back at a story, this happened last week back in Corning, California. I don't know if anybody heard about it, but there was a man. His name is, let me pull this up right quick, Cassidy Russ. Cassidy Russ, 32-year-old and mental health. Okay, but he's white as all get out. On Wednesday, he was alleged throwing a Molotov cocktail at the police. The police, Corning Police Department officers, investigating a loud banging noise coming from outside their station, according to the reports. When the officers attempted to see who was out there, it was Cassidy Russ that was walking away from the station. And when they asked them to stop and identify yourself, this fool decided to fumble in his pants and put together a Molotov cocktail. Now, if you know what a Molotov cocktail is, it's a bottle with some type of burning liquid in there that will explode, basically like a time bomb. And so they watched and to see this gentleman, this fool, put together a cocktail and throw it at them. He threw it at them and missed, and it hit a police car. And afterwards, they decided to arrest him, tackle him. I mean, they beat the living crap out of him. But the point is, they took him in alive, black family, alive. Now, when I heard this story, and you see his picture, you can Google it, Cassidy Russ. He looks like he's wearing clown makeup, the way that they beat his face. But all well, he's still alive. How many of our black brothers and sisters that we just mentioned, such as Trayvon Martin, how many of us were minding our own business, not putting together a Molotov cocktail to throw at police officers, but yet we are gunned down. We are put in a body bag. So this is something that is very telling. When they keep telling on themselves on how much they don't respect us or view our human life, it's not to ask questions no more. It's for us to gather together and put your plan of action together and execute it. When I tell you there are people working on our behalf as a whole to make these things happen, we must stay in tune with that. You must support your people who are doing this. But this is, it really upset, much like everything else, really should upset us to the fact that they were taken to custody, someone who actively threw a time bomb at officers, and yet because he's white, he gets to be arrested and detained. We don't even have to have a reason for our existence and still get gunned down. So they'll continue to use the race wars. But what we must do is retreat. We must retreat. We must disappear for a moment. We must gather and organize and be consistent about it. But be consistent about it. So those who have not, and I mentioned I was not really going to be on the air today, but I will always be in support of Black Power Radio and what we need to do and disseminate the very important information that needs to come out. But those who have not chimed in, a comrade who are part of the circle and have not chimed in, you have an opportunity to utilize the airwaves to at least disseminate information that is important to your comrades. It's not fair to move forward part of the revolution without a construct, without proactive involvement. Now, we're going to let things go today, but names will be called out if we don't do what we need to do. We have to hold ourselves accountable, first and foremost, to ourselves, before we ask for any kind of respect on any level to anybody else. And that's how we have to roll for 2023. Know who you are as kings and queens and execute it for our children's sake. Power to the people.
Power to the people. Brother Aswell, you got anybody on the switchboard? Chief of Staff still on?
We are still live on Black Power Radio and want to continue the discussion on reparations and know what does it take for us into the right forum. And then we want to know exactly what precisely does reparations look like? What does it look like? What do you want? 10 pounds of greens and 42 pounds of cheese? You want a few tomatoes and some more potatoes? You want a potato in every pot? A chicken roaster oven? Put a chicken roaster in every oven? An Elon Musk vehicle or some Tesla car or some other electronic vehicle in every drive lane and every garage? Every garage should have an electronic vehicle in it. What does reparations look like? And how do we manifest reparations for we the people? There has to be some sensible answers somewhere in our vast listening and participating audience tonight. We believe there are answers to what exactly and what precisely does reparations look like? What is the duty of reparations? Damages are you attempting to prepare with this concept of reparations? Because we must know as we the people, as we have been on the front line far too long to not have creditable and sensible answers to the ballot cross-examination question of what does reparations look like in this hour. Black power.
Power to the people. So, reparations, again, is a repairing of a wrongdoing to a specific group of people which are descendants of slaves. Reparations comes in different forms. Money, monetary value is on top of that list, but is not priority. The primary thing is acknowledgement. America has to acknowledge, and when we say America, your politicians, white or black, they have to submit a letter of acknowledgement, such as they did in 2020. In 2020, the nation described racism as a public health crisis. This was in 2020. This was a mandatory declaration that started from the federal government down to the state, down to the city, and to the counties of each location. Every elected official at that time, I believe this was maybe August and September of 2020, had to write a public deposition on how systematic racism caused black people to not acquire equity, housing, and what was the other one? Not employment, but equity and housing was one of the main points of this declaration. Try to pull this up. If you Google public health declaration on systematic racism, you should have several points that pulls up. Here in California, you had the state Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom, that had to put out the state declaration of systematic racism as a public health crisis. You also had the lower level courts, the agencies, post office, city and county governments that had to come out with this cookie cutter statement declaring that, yes, blacks, and they like to say Latinos and indigenous, of course they can never just solely say blacks, but they stated that they understand the history that America has given and that they had to acknowledge systematic racism as a form of declaration towards blacks. Now, the problem with this, family, is that when they declared this in 2020, what became of it? Did we get reparations then? Does anybody remember getting a $200,000 check in the mail? Did you get a check in the mail? The Black Lightning or Shaky Mom?
No, I haven't received any.
No, ma'am. We, in fact, did not get a check in the mail. But we must say with all honesty that from what we know as the history of America, that every black man, every black woman, and all of our children deserve to have a decent job in America, that we deserve to have a decent house in America, that we deserve an equal opportunity and access to everything in modernization in a manner that we will be in a posture of dignity, and we could never be denied job, food, clothing, shelter, and transportation. We should not be denied justice at the court proceeding. We must have a full employment for our people, for we the people. We deserve a decent job because our ancestors worked so long for free. So there must be something, a decent picture of reparation must be painted across America by we the people. So we have a job and a duty, an obligation, a commitment, a responsibility to paint a picture of reparations on the front page of every newspaper, the front of every type of news advertising situation of getting the words out. We deserve that. That's right, for free, we deserve that. They're not giving us anything. They are paying the goddamn debt. And that's what I think we need to convince America on the concept of reparations and say, my.
That's right. Paying a debt is exactly what reparations is. And because we started requesting payment and equality for the free labor we have given for the last 300 years, all of a sudden it seems to be a problem. So we're going to have to tighten the reins of this systematic racism ship that America seems to continually sail. But as I was stating previously, that this national declaration that they had to do in 2020 did not leave nothing. It went under the radar. It meant absolutely nothing. It was a feel-good gesture for these white supremacists to complete a task and say, yes, we acknowledge racism. Now, the second part of that, what was supposed to happen, and this is pointing directly to the Congressional Black Caucus, they were supposed to take that statement that was nationally made, and they were supposed to turn it into law. But what do you have? You had James Clyburn, who was confronted by youth asking, what's up with H.R. 40? And H.R. 40, will go into details of that another time, but H.R. 40 is flawed from beginning to end. It really is just discussing or studying reparations, creating committees or commissions to discuss reparations, but H.R. 40 was never intended to actually give reparations. That's why we cannot even refer to H.R. 40 on a reparations level. It literally just opened the doors for us to compensate. Now, what is happening right now for Safe in California Just and other reparations committees that have been working on the specific California task force, where it was headed by Attorney Camila Moore and Carl Jones. So Camila Moore has been in the forefront in articulating precisely the five steps for reparations. And we mentioned it early before. It's not just compensation. Compensation is part of several steps concerning reparations. But on top of that list is an apology. And that apology must be in the form of a letter given directly to the descendants of slaves. We're not going to allow them to do another broad declaration in the comfort of their own home and then send it out in the internet for nothing to transpire. There has to be a hearing, and this is where people, black people, I ask you to really be involved in your city council. Really be involved in your local county council. These are the locations in which you can draft a letter of what you would like as part of reparations in your own words. But you must be a descendant of slave one way or the other. One perfect example, some people ask, and we had a great discussion with Hebrew Israelites the other day. Out of all groups, they were the most informative concerning reparations. Basketball player Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin is, if you're not familiar with Blake Griffin, I believe he played for the Nets, and he was briefly married to Kim Kardashian at the time. Blake Griffin's father, who is Haitian, is actually a descendant of slaves. Now, I just found this out, but apparently it's been out there for a while. And when you look at Blake Griffin, you can tell that he is mixed. But when you look at his son is actually blonde hair and blue eyes. So they were asking, does Blake's son get reparations? And the answer is yes. Absolutely. If from descendants of slaves, and the other factor is this, how are they living? And this is one of the things that I want people to understand. Reparations is not only the repairing or paying off a debt, but if many of the descendants of slaves, of course, that were mixed, many of us were raped as well, so a lot of the mixing were forced. The point is, how are you living? One of the determining factors is if you were passing for white and you lived as a white person and you reaped the benefits that a white person reaped, unfortunately, that doesn't really qualify you for reparations. And I tell you why. Reparations is for the debt of the consequences concerning chattel slavery. If you reap the benefits, then you did not endure the pain, the torture, the lynching, the degradation of persons with dark skin. people with dark skin is what America calls as property. So if you were fortunate enough to mix early enough to pass for white and you lived a white life, no, I can say with 100%, you do not deserve reparations. Now, if you want to be an ally and you want to be a voice for those who have been directly affected by the color of their skin, by redlining, by mass incarceration, by police brutality, just to name a few of the degradation concerning people of blacks of a darker hue, this is what we have to recognize. And this is the conversation that's been going on for many years. And so, valid enough, the conversation still has to happen. But you must be proactive at the table to know what exactly makes sense for the final say in reparations. Now, the main thing that has been disclosed for reparations or been discovered was reparations through housing. And that's only in the state of California that has been determined that. And the total amount is $569 billion is what has been determined to be an estimate of reparation given to black Californians concerning housing. And that seems, you know, that seems just about accurate, because housing itself, starting with redlining, Jim Crow, those are the determining factors of how many of the suburbs in California have been created. And so with that, it has been broken down to $223,000 per person. So that's an actual number, black family, and there's many more to come. But at least for the state of California, housing reparations number, the data has been determined. Now, what we are to figure out, what does other aspects of reparations cost when it comes to housing nationwide? So I want every person that's listening in every state, your groups, your leaders, to figure out and have your own internal meetings with your local city and county. The group of people that you're working with or the people that's in your neighborhood that you know are of a revolutionary mind, you got need to have this discussion right now. Not yesterday or now, but right now, right now. You need to determine what does reparations look like in the form of housing in my state. So how do you determine that? You find out the current census, and the census, unfortunately, is not as accurate as we'd like it to be, but try to find as close to a census to how many black people are in your state. How many of them are actually descendants of slaves? Now, if you can't determine the descendants of slaves at that moment, the first step is to find out the amount of black people that are in your state. So here in California, we range from, and I believe it's more, but they always love to say we're 9%, 8% of the population, or I've heard as high as 11%. 8 to 11% has been the average. How many people in L.A. County? We have roughly 10 million people in L.A. County. So 11% of 10 million. That is how it's been broken down in the population of the state of California. So this is the type of exercises that you can do on your own. This is why I say it's time right now, the next 2 weeks before this year is over, for you to figure out how to get into a consistent study vibe, to get into a plane where you are not doing business as usual. Sometimes you got to cut out your enjoyment. And for 2 weeks, I think that's not much to ask in order for us to be on the same page. So for the next 2 weeks, just study. Study the basic things that we have told you, because that is the only way that things can work, is that if when we come back together, that we have the knowledge of what the information is being given. If we stay in a constant stupor of I'm not sure or I don't know, this is a waste of time. And 2023, we're wasting no time. You are not proactively producing on any level. You will fall right off the boat, so to speak, no pun intended. And it's not going to be a slave ship this time. The ship of freedom and the train, the freedom train, boat or train, if you want to travel through plane, you can do that as well. But however you're traveling on this freedom ship, this freedom ride, you must pull your weight. You must put in what is going to be taken out. And information is all we have, Black family. Knowledge and wisdom is all we have. So ask the Most High to direct you for 2023 in the right direction, because the train, I guarantee you, is going to be gone. So don't miss your ticket. And that's what we can to recap at least a synopsis of what reparations is, what reparations will be, and what reparations will be to come for our children and our children's children. Let's do it for them, if anything. Power to the people.
Power to the people. We got a caller, our national minister of information, Sister Melinda, on the line with a question. Are you there?
Hello. How y'all doing, Black Power?
Black Power.
Okay, I just wanted to say about the reparations of the type of skin tone, because I'm very light skinny, but I've never had a white anything from the white people. I mean, I have been beat on by the KCPD because I'm black. I look light white, but I am not nowhere near white. Never claimed to be, never had it easy in life or none of that. So I was just trying to, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Just like that song of Curtis Mayfield, Shake used to play it on there. It said, if you had a choice, my brothers, which one would you choose, you know? So it's like the white man considers all black, you know? And,
that's true.
And truly, if you got any slave descendants, they is like any parent or grandparent, they would want all their hard work to go down to all of their, you know, all they can folks. Yeah.
It starts with the grandfather, the living members of descendants of slaves. They have to be at the forefront to claim anything for their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren. If they are not living and you're able to prove that you're a descendant of a slave, nobody should be turned away who qualifies. And that is clear on the table. And as Queen Melinda just mentioned, her appearance may be lighter, but she still suffered the way that all black people suffered. So that alone qualifies her more than ever, and her descendants who are actually slaves as well, descendants of slaves, to qualify for reparations. And a lot of discussions are still at the table, but you need to be involved. So if you are in Oakland, December 14th and 15th, I suggest you make your way there to Oakland City Hall at 9 a.m., where the first of two meetings of the reparations proposal will be submitted. And the next meeting for 2023, I'll let you know when that will be coming up. But for now, we are getting closer to determining number values. We still have a ways to go, And we do have a lot of reparation groups out there that stated that reparations should be completed by in 5 to 7 years. This is the average number that they're giving. And I beg to disagree with that wholeheartedly. We don't need another 5 years to determine what reparations be given to us. But if we're slow to move and slow to tell them, slow to put in paperwork, to do your research, to put your family lineage in a nice 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10-page report on who you are, that is work in itself. So that's why I say anyone who knows that you are a descendant of slaves and it's in your family lineage, you have a duly responsibility to be at this reparations table. Because when it comes down to payout, believe me, there's going to be a lot of $5 blacks, as they like to call, like the $5 Indians got their hold over the real Indians. They're going to have a lot of $5 blacks like coming from the woodworks saying, hey, you know, my great-great-great-grandfather was a descendant of slave, and yet, but you are lily white. You can pass for a European automatically. There are some factors that have to be determined. How long has your family been able to pass for white? That is a major, major discussion on the table. So as we move forward to get closure, everyone is definitely encouraged to put in their portion, let their voices be heard. And if you want to find out more about reparations and how to get involved, how to submit your documents, you can give us a call at 1-866-548-0521.
Hold on, can you guys again? Wait a minute. Oh, there. Okay, ready. I'm ready.
All right, so if you want to find out more information concerning reparations, you can call 1-866-548-0521. That's 1-866-548-0521. And there you can request information concerning how or what's the next steps for you and your city concerning reparations and how to get involved. Power to the
Thank
people.
All right,
well.
I thought we had a switchboard lit up, but Azrael seemed to be having difficulties with his telephone. Unless he's back on. Black Power Shake, you see Azrael trying to get in the line there? Imam, El Imam.
Yes, I went down to get my my body. It's a great thing that you do as a monumental task to come and break the silence. That I feel that from Sunday and Monday to Sunday and Monday, the people drift into a state of non-consciousness, and to come with a state of consciousness on a morally unconscious people, it is monumental. I must kick my hat, my kufi off to we the people and say the matters of importance are monumental. With all the black revolutionaries at this hour, and all those that are interested in us going free for ourselves, and if one of taking all the materials to the front line and fight for reparations, that there's quite a few Africans out there that have a total package on reparations, but had very little space to enact the call for reparations. So it's like making no call at all. No, this is what restoring our dignity, our self-respect, for the first time, the Clinton Power teaches us that we will have our integrity black. There has to be some teaching on that. But we certainly know that that's underground teaching for us. Salaam alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Malik Alassalam.
Well, we hope that everyone will be able to chime on in as we move forward with this reparations task and to come up with your solutions as to how this will come about. It is our time, and we must go forth and claim what is ours, what was ours, and take it back. When I tell you our young people more than ever, they need a sense of direction. They're not into color, but they are aware that something's just not right. And so they need that last bit of direction in order for them to fulfill their destiny. Because reparations will be in fully for their benefit moving forward. Power to the people.
Power to the people. I don't think the regular switchboard is rocking, but we do have rebroadcast, so everybody can still get those numbers at any time. Hey, Akbar, can you call Azrael? I tried to call him. He having difficulty with his phone to try to get back in.
I know it's a little bit coming. Maybe turn the heat up a little bit. So I need some fresh air coming in.
Yeah, I might want to mute your line.
I'm going to go on.
You might want to mute your line, sir.
Air going straight down. I got the air.
What you do? Akbar, you might want to mute your line, sir. Boom shakalaka cracker. Black Power, you might want to mute your line, sir, and hit the heat. So, now we have our family tree lineage going from with all the pictures and everybody, all the old pictures of the family and stuff like that, and all the different branches and so it's. It's pretty big. That's the kind of research you need to get it done. You know. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them may not be living anymore, but they pictures, names, and the brothers and sisters on down. Yeah, to the wives and of the next branch and the husbands of the next branch and on down, you know. Yeah, so we pretty much kept it pure on my end as far as name wise. We pretty much still hold the slave owner's name. And that's why it'll be lightning from here on out. You know, Black Power Sheik, it'll be lightning. We'll be taking over from here. Yeah. And that's in the Defense Department. So we can have a strong black military to black our call. and a sharp military, you know, just and ones with heart, like of lions. And each department have its own department, you know. So so we have our liaisons on the streets, going into the homeless encampments, like down there Skid Row, Sister Truth Bay, all the way to behind the shopping centers, up in Trump Country, behind the mountains. So we go wherever the people are, wherever the injustice is for our people, and we got to know our, like say, get into here on the first Monday, usually the first Monday of the month, to these city council meetings, and talk with your mayor, talk to your chief of police about his police officers, you know, and how to make things better. Or make a plea for our reparations. Say, well, we have black neighborhoods everywhere. So instead of renting us places that they don't plan on fixing up, just give us the land, give us the money, and we'll fix it up ourselves. You know, it's always been my plan as far as COVID has been. When they open all these places back up, to buy only black, and buy only black, and then keep the money flowing in the black neighborhood, you know, and like you go to these places, like in New York, they have the they got free reign for illegal aliens in New York, so it's like they. They don't have to worry about being deported, so they basically are demanding money for little jobs like food delivery. You know, they want to charge. They want to ask for $30 an hour for their drivers for food delivery. When our people ain't making no $30 on food delivery, you know, but they only hire each other. So that's what we need to do is in our reparation states, hire each other, you know, keep the money flowing in our community and build up our places and rid it of rats and roaches and slum lords. And these foreign slumlords, they can barely speak English and never send nobody over to your house, but ready to evict you as soon as you're late on a bill, you know. So we need to just take it all back, take it all black, I should say. You know, no more foreign slumlords, no more foreign mom and pop stores on the corner. Because they got Arabs selling bean pies on the corner, you know, and black folks go in and they says $1.15, say, well, I only have $1.14, and they'll refuse your sale, or they'll tell you you can't use your credit card unless it's over $10, all that kind of ridiculousness. You know, so we need to take back the neighborhood.
Yeah,
that's part of the 10-point platform anyway. Take, develop a black power through economic
power.
Economic power. Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power, brother. We have a very special guest, our brother Ty, your brother Chairman Ty, has connected with another chairman. Alfred Sensei is out in the in Africa. He's in Africa, and he wants to share with you guys. Let me introduce him. Bring that. Are you ready, brother? Let him speak. Please give your undivided attention to Brother Chairman Ty and Brother Chairman Alfred. Power to we the people.
Power to the people.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, this one, for the Alpha Sensei in Sierra Leone, I need you to speak up right now, Brother Alpha Sensei. We need you to speak up at this time. Go ahead and listen carefully to Brother Alpha. Go ahead, brother.
Black Power, copy.
Black Power. A little louder, Brother Alpha. Black Power.
Black Power. Yeah, hello. I'm a little bit late because of the time frame here. You know, I'm sorry. I'm so happy to speak with you all. This is our favorite show that we normally organize. You know, this is our national chairman. Sheikh Mama. Yeah. I spoke earlier today with Brother in South Carolina. You know, so delighted because some relevant issues and before the staff office, you know, chairman is a guy extreme
every day.
What is it?
Reparations state, you mean? Okay. Comment?
Power.
anybody else.
Yeah, Black Power. I got my chief of security, Carlos, on the line.
Acquisition form.
Black Power.
Black Power. Overdue any form of reparations. I do that
hold on.
Right now. I still have a leg from Black Power.
And Black Power. I got my chief of security, Carlos, on the line, too, Akbar.